Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-213-5082. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. Call 800-213-5082. That's 800-213-5082. 800-213-5082.
Broadcasting the launch of our 25th year, bringing you into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline in Las Vegas. It's now not a consumer electronics show anymore. It's really automotive and innovation show. Or would you call LIDAR technology a consumer electronic field? Well, that's just some of the many things here at the big consumer electronics show. This Into Tomorrow special, by the way, brought to you in part by
Lifeboard, the connected dashboard to motivate and manage everyday family life. Visit lifeboard.com. That's lyfboard.com. By alarm.com, the leading platform for the intelligently connected property. Visit alarm.com. And by IFA's CE China 2020, connecting the CE industry to the manufacturing and exporting hub of the world. Check out cechina-ifa.com.
As we launch our 25th year on the air here at CES, I'm Dave Graveline, and we thank you for tuning in. We're trying to find a whole bunch of very cool companies showing some really cool tech products, and our next guest is no exception. How about the world's first connected arcade? Oh, pretty cool. The Director of Marketing and Communications for At Games is Jonathan Siemens. Jonathan, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Well, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. As folks can watching the video at intotomorrow.com can see behind us, we're at a very packed after-hours press event called Showstoppers, and your booth is the closest to our broadcast area, and Chris is even showing all the people around, all people bellying up to play Legends and having a good time. Tell me first a little bit about At Games, and then let's get into what you're showing.
So At Games is founded in 2001. They're one of the leading digital media companies. They've done a lot of little flash consoles, and we have these blast units, which are HDMI. You plug into your TV, and you have a host of classic games.
Cool. Very cool. But now you've taken it a step further, and in your introduction, I talked about connected arcade. Now, whoever grew up in arcades never thought for a minute they'd be connected, especially in the way you're doing that. How's that working?
So what we like to say is 350 games, no quarters needed. So you're not rating those couch cushions. You're not spending your laundry money anymore. It comes with the 350 built-in games, which is right off the bat what the arcade has. We love that. That means you don't need Wi-Fi connectivity. You don't need anything to use the arcade. However, we do have Wi-Fi built in and Bluetooth built in. So the arcade can expand exponentially. Mm-hmm. We have weekly firmware updates that take the arcade to new heights on a weekly basis. For instance, last week we rolled out Legends Ultimate 4.0, which introduced Bluetooth connectivity to a Raspberry Pi for the arcade.
Oh, how cool.
And then
so in the maker community, for example, using Raspberry Pis, these nice cute little computers that can do all kinds of things, now they got a nice little taste of what At Games is about.
Exactly. And the other thing is we have is ArcadeNet and BYLG. So what BYLG is, you're actually able to stream from Origin, from Epic, from Steam onto your arcade. And while we're rolling out an ever-growing library, right now there's a handful of games that are mapped day one. So you can access it, and if you might not be able to see it right now, but they're actually able to play Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter via that.
Then but can you play Pac-Man and Mario and, you know, those kind of things?
Mario? Nintendo's not always
Oh, they don't play nice all
they
the don't, time.
They yeah. play very nice. Yeah. It's just they're very proprietary with what they allow. However, we do have those blast units I talked about where you would be able to add the games and play on the arcade, something like Pac-Man.
Okay.
And I know I mentioned earlier we have the blast dongles and the flashback consoles. Those all plug in via HDMI and USB into the Legends Ultimate, and you're able to play those. So you can add even more games to the arcade.
So this is an actual arcade box, if you will, right? Yeah. A game that we would have played as kids in the arcade.
Exactly.
Or certainly at least my kids would have played in the arcade.
Well, and I mean, we go back. We have Asteroids, which, I mean, it's an Atari classic. And you have sort of the host of games from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s. You can kind of have a little bit for everything and for everyone.
And this obviously is set apart from any other kind of home video game or home arcade game, because there are others out there like this, but none that seem to do everything, first of all, with 350 games included and connected.
Well, and that's the nice thing. We like to say it's sort of the fourth console. So your gamers might have your Xbox, your PlayStation, your Nintendo. This is the next piece. Mm-hmm. This is what you want to have in your home to that just expand your collection. And you can play Xbox games. You can play different streaming games. There's so many different possibilities with what you're able to do with the arcade. And if you just want to play the classics, you can just play the classics, which is really something that's fun. And I know my dad is so excited about stuff like that because he's like, I remember playing these in the arcade.
Sure.
Now I can play them at home. And because it's versatility, you don't need 6-10 different arcades. You can have one that does a little bit of everything.
Yeah, love it. And is it available now for the public?
It is available now on Walmart.com and at Sam's Club.
Okay, and how much?
$5.99.
$599.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, very cool. Available now, and of course, more info at atgames.net. We will link you there, too, to the right website, by all means, when you visit intotomorrow.com. Jonathan, thanks. We'll let you get back to the gameplay.
Well, thank you.
You've got one of the busiest booths here at Showstoppers. A lot of people are having some fond memories, and you're bringing them back to their childhood days.
Well,
I love it.
That's what we want to do, and we'll have to bring you back a little later, too.
Yeah, by all means. In between another interview or two, I'll head over there to his exhibit that's packed, I'm sure, even as we speak. Yep, more people playing. I haven't even been able to get to the arcade. Intotomorrow.com for more. I'm Dave Graveline, our 25th year at CES. We're back with more from Las Vegas right here on the Advanced Media Network.